Well, it's been an absolutely incredible day. I recorded a boo before the day really got going. I think that's just uploaded now, actually. But it's now about 1 o'clock in the morning on the first day of Love Fresh launch. And it has been absolutely just the best we could have hoped for. Absolutely superb. We, you know, didn't expect to get much coverage at all today. We just thought we'd launch quietly. People would gradually get using the app and build the data sets. And what's actually happened is the Next Web have featured an article on us, and it was absolutely superb. It was glowing. Really thrilled with it. Really got the message across. Really got the key propositions in there, and explains it almost better than I could writing about the app myself. Well, that's because I'm not a journalist, I guess. but it's just, you know, we've been watching TweetDeck, and it's been going ballistic for quite some time today. It's quietened off a bit now, obviously, because it's been out for 9 hours or so, the article. But, yeah, it's still got loads of tweets, loads of Facebook likes, and loads of really kind comments and encouraging feedback. So we know we're on the right track. We just now need to start listening to everyone who uses the app and iterating in response, getting it right, keeping it simple, keeping it something that hopefully grannies and granddads can pick up and use nice and simply. Hopefully a piece of location-based tech that the whole of society can use and find useful to some extent to find food. But yeah, without getting too overexcited about everything, just been terrific, you know, really good day, couldn't have been better. And I'm feeling wonderful for it. It's been the most intense excitement I have felt in my memory. But all wrapped up in a glow of satisfaction that, you know, we've spent 6 months working really hard, the team, on building Love Fresh. And it was all for this day, really, to the extent that when we had the idea, you know, it's all very well it being an idea. It we felt it was a great plan to redress the David and Goliath of supermarket foods and local production. But we didn't know until we launched how other people would see it. So today's just been, as I say, all we could have hoped for. And we shall now push on and take it to its full potential. So I wanted to record that in my diary because I have not been happier in a long time. It feels really good. Cheers to everyone who supported us. Some notable people. Documentally has been an absolute star. He's used the app in the most textbook way, even showing us the best way to check in. I don't know if I can live up to his interviewing, which is superb and compelling and fascinating. In 2 minutes, he gets really so much information out of people. But yeah, his check-ins have been an inspiration to us and something that have thrilled us. And then he's blogged today about us in the most glowing fashion, and that's been really, you know, just thrilling, moving, humbling, all sorts of things, you know, just wonderful. And then, of course, I've mentioned the Next Web. What I haven't mentioned is Matt, the Next Web, who I spoke to at length this morning, who published the article. He was it was really encouraging for me to, you know, because I haven't dealt with journalists before in any way. I have no idea what to do, so I just talked, and he was really good to talk to. Really got the product, really, you know, straight away saw the points of difference with things like Goala and Foursquare. A real pleasure, and it's really good to got a contact to keep up to date about what we're doing with Love Fresh, who's interested in it. We're just, you know, really grateful to him. What else has happened today? I've mentioned Geek Shiri in my last boo, but he did a fantastic blog post on us at the weekend. And, you know, that started the ball rolling, really, leading up to launch. So I don't get the stats for today's activity and downloads till tomorrow, but it's looking positive, judging by the number of hits we've been getting on the web service. There's a lot of people looking, hoping at the weekend when they're out of work, out and about looking for food or passing local food, that they'll stop and tell a story. Particularly exciting is the prospect of the people who've downloaded the app from China and Japan and Mexico and Canada, telling their local food story, which, you know, across cultures will be fascinating to follow. Anyway, time to go and make a cup of tea, eat some more cake, and relax. Just take it easy before listening to the podcast and going to bed. Another busy day tomorrow, and I can't wait for it. Good night.